into the ladies from Q's, Jennifer Stungle.
Yes.
Jamise Harkley. We're being a little silly today, but it's all good. It's all fun. We're like almost done. We've got one more day,
absolutely,
half a day, mm-hmm, and it looks like they're all lining up for the snorkeling and catamaran cruise right down the hallway.
Yeah, beautiful
there.
So day I'm for it.
Very jealous,
mm-hmm,
but I'm hoping to go jump in. Maybe at midnight I'll be able to jump in that water. So one of these times I'm going to get in there. But anyway, I digress. We're talking about, you guys are doing a session. Did you do one today?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then tomorrow as well?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday and today. Yes. Okay. Yep. Q's membership, more benefits, more value, maximizing the return of your investment. So tell me what's going on here.
Yeah.
And word has it, you're leading this conversation, Jamise.
Well,
tell me more.
Well, as all of our members know, Q's has made a huge push to bring our benefits from the boardroom to the teller line.
Mm-hmm.
And with that goal, we want to ensure that all of our credit unions understand how to leverage that information, whether it's in segments or with the entire staff.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that is to ensure that they understand how the benefits work, whom they're attracting,
mm-hmm,
and how they can, as we say, maximize the return on,
mm-hmm,
their investment.
Mm-hmm.
We've done, I think, a really good job of bringing something for everyone, whether you're in a support role in the organization,
mm-hmm,
you're an executive. There is no Q's is not for me anymore. Q's is for everyone.
Everyone, right?
Our goal is to hopefully one day have Q's benefits be given to staffers along with their health care, their 401k, and any other perks that the employer,
mm-hmm,
the employer provides,
mm-hmm,
to the employee,
mm-hmm,
so that they feel nourished in the organization. So we are very committed to making professional development one of those offerings, and Q's wants to be your partner that respect.
Yeah, and talking about resources, oh my gosh, you know,
mm-hmm,
and we talked about talent development,
mm-hmm,
day before yesterday. I'm getting the days mixed up, but it's somewhere in there. One of these days, we talked about talent development,
yes,
and that's one of the aspects of this, right, is keeping some really good people in-house. Don't let them go, you know? So these,
absolutely,
are some of the things that you can provide them with, right?
We expanded,
absolutely,
that membership to really be able to say, you want to build that leadership pipeline? Well, we want to help you do that. In order to do that, we need to make sure we have access to some resources for you.
Yeah.
So we've got access to things like Q's Learning Portal. We've got Q's Net, which gives you the opportunity to not only engage in content, but engage with people,
mm-hmm,
all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to talk to John about, is the Q's Net, because that's a relaunch, right?
Absolutely.
So give us a little bit more details on the relaunch, because this is part of the package, basically. Right.
So Q's Net before was a listserv. There were actually two listservs. There was the board liaison listserv and the Q's Net listserv.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 250 actively engaged members there. But I think the hesitation there is the listserv went to your email. Who gets more emails? Who wants more emails?
Exactly.
No one.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
What we've done is we've made it in a way with the new Q's Net launch to allow you to see those discussions actually on a live platform.
Oh, wow.
We've elevated our networking abilities to allow you to see all of our members across the country. You,
mm-hmm,
can go in and search their name with that search function, and hopefully you go in and add your beautiful picture, so that way we can confirm that you're connecting with the right person, of course. And we've also done that same thing for our supplier members. So what it's done is it's helped us amplify our delivery channel,
mm-hmm,
and bring it to you in real time,
mm-hmm,
with you getting the opportunity to decide how you'd like to receive those communications,
right,
whom
like
you'd like to receive that communication from. But the unique spin on this as well is that it's more of a member-centric platform now. And what I mean by that is you can go into the My Membership tab, and within that My Membership tab, you will find videos that will help you understand how to leverage your benefits better. We'll eventually have templates in there for board liaisons.
Mm-hmm.
If they're putting together communications for the board,
mm-hmm,
we'll put templates out there to ensure that all of the important information,
mm-hmm,
is covered, and that way we help them save time,
mm-hmm,
because who has a lot of time anymore,
mm-hmm,
right? We help them save time to be successful in their role and getting everyone up to speed with using Q's.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just really excited to, as I say, have a real-time platform that will allow our members to go on there, actively engage, hopefully have fun, and we'll have some communities popping up, which I encourage you all to ask to join the Q's member community. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be also other segments that will allow the board liaisons, and hopefully one day we'll get into specific titles titles and roles and some innovations and topics and things of that sort to help people who have specific interests join their peers on a learning journey to just hopefully knock it out for the credit union.
I love the real-time aspect of it. That's really cool.
Absolutely. Well, that's what you want. You want to see things moving and flowing, right? That's life. So we want to breathe life into our QSNET, and we want to ensure that our members feel that energy.
What were a couple of takeaways from your session today and yesterday? I'm assuming they were the same, or maybe I'm sure there's a little bit of difference here, but what were a couple of takeaways that you guys talked about that your audience can take back and go, hey, we should check this out a little bit more closely?
Well, one, that Q's membership is for everyone now throughout the organization. We are the Credit Union Executive Society, and we're comfortable being the executive educator. But as Jen reflected on, we also realize that professional development should start at the front door. So we want to ensure that organizations understand we're there as that partner. And that's my side. But also, Jen, I know there are some amazing things that you gave our members to take away.
We definitely, we talked about our lead access courses. So these have moved from being a course that has a charge to it to a member benefit with the Unlimited and Unlimited Plus memberships. One of the components that Jamise talks about all the time is we have access to all this information, and it's so easy to let things fly by on the radar. So take these courses, take the webinars that we have, put them on your company calendars. Put them on the calendars that allow people and remind people these are coming up. They can enroll in, they can participate, they can engage with other attendees. They can then take what it is they've learned. They can continue that education on Q's Learning Portal. They can have conversations about it on QSNET. We're really trying to create this whole world of allowing people to interact with each other and learn from each other when you're normally just sitting at your own desk, right? We're trying to expand that world for everyone.
Via the online, all that type of stuff. I mean, that's, you know, that's huge. That's huge.
Absolutely.
Because
you
don't have to go anywhere, you know? Because, I mean, as we know, travel's a little pricey sometimes and cumbersome as well. But, boy, the more you can do online, though, the more you can leverage that channel, oh, my gosh.
And
the better.
Doing this is great. You need to be in person.
Still
you
love the
need
face-to-face.
To see face to face. It's great, but to the ability to allow everyone in your credit union to be able to do it on a regular basis, it's not feasible these days.
Precisely.
So what can we do to offset that, and what can we do to support that when you can't get there in person?
Is this like the you're talking about, the, like the education aspect of it as well, like the Wharton School of Business and all these other top-rated universities and education centers and stuff like that that you guys offer as well? Is this part of the I don't want to say part of the package, but part of what you guys are offering, I guess.
Well, that is part of our special events pricing.
Okay.
So the special events pricing is where you get the access to the schools and institutes and things of that sort. But from that perspective, we do want the executives to realize as your staff is growing, you have to be intentional about how do they get on the list to attend some of those things. Telling them, you know, if you want to be a CEO, these are the steps that you need to take.
Right.
Whom should they go out and say, put me on that list?
I mean,
so we want that to be very intentional at this point. And one other thing that I think we've done that's a huge takeaway is we created a page called Access My Benefits for our members. And what this page does, it allows you to, so it serves as a home base for our memberships. So if you have a membership, whether it's individual, unlimited, or unlimited plus, you have the ability to go right to that Access My Benefits page, access them right there. So you know, not only have we changed our platform, we're also trying to change the member experience. And we're wanting to have things right there at your fingertips because you need to know what's an offering or the difference between what's an offering and what's actually your benefits. So we're excited to hopefully amplify the visibility of those benefits to hopefully drive more usage of those, because tons of credit unions, we have over about 240 credit unions right now who have taken the plunge and said, I want Q's to provide professional development for my staff.
No doubt.
And we're committed to ensuring that those members are able to find those benefits quickly.
I think you guys need to double that number.
We're working on it.
I'm serious, because I mean, if I'm a new employee coming into a credit union and I have access to this type of information, I am, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to be diving all I'm diving in deep on that type of stuff, because learning, you should never stop learning. We all know that. But, I mean, talk about a value add for your credit union, you know? So
there's a lot of research out now that talks about if an employee has multiple opportunities to move to different organizations, the organizations that provide them with those abilities to develop themselves professionally those are the ones that have that leg up.
Yep.
So by utilizing those benefits that you have in an association and being able to take what's already accessible to you, you don't have to create it on your own, you don't have to create it in-house, mm-hmm. but you can use something that's already there and provide that support to your staff, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's a huge benefit.
Yeah, no doubt, no
Absolutely.
Doubt. So what else can we talk about here? Before I ask the final question, where do we find more information? What other nuggets of gold do we have here that you can provide?
Well, I think personally from an engagement standpoint, my target audience is changing. And that's something I think I really want to put on
the
table.
Getting younger?
I want the training and development people.
Oh,
I want the organizational development people.
The HR leaders.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that I'd like to have a conversation with. Because from a perspective of leveraging it throughout the organization, mm-hmm. they can see how to incorporate this into some things that they're doing every day. Mm-hmm. I think the big misconception is you have to have one or the other if mm-hmm. you have multiple things. Mm-hmm. Well, we are equipped to show you how CUES can integrate with other services that you're providing for your staff. Mm-hmm. So this way, making this investment doesn't mean you have to eliminate something else. Mm-hmm. We know how to play in the sandbox with everybody, you know, but getting into that training and development staff will really help the organization focus how to leverage CUES to its maximum ability.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Yeah. All right, guys.
Yeah.
Jennifer, anything else to add there?
Nothing else.
I mean, Jamise.
Yeah, that was
you
great.
You wrapped it up nicely.
That was great.
Very nice. All right, last question. Where can we find all this info? Obviously, CUES.org, but...
Access My Benefits page.
Okay.
Access My Benefits page. Call me.
Jamise Harkley. Rhymes with Barkley.
Absolutely.
That's right. All right, guys. Thank you so much. You guys are just killing it out there. So thank you. You guys are rock stars.
Thank
Jamise,
you.
Always a pleasure.
Always.
Jennifer, keep up the good work,
Have
you guys.
A great day.